You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 1.
You're in a bad mood. ASAP.
No, he was in a great mood until the grappler 3 seconds before the show.
With the grappler, and he went sideways.
You know what he is?
Immediately.
He's a Ginla. You let him sleep through half the game.
Yeah.
He's great. All of a sudden, you poke a bear.
It's like the grappler cross-checked him in the back of the head right before we came on the air. And he said, you know what? I'm in a bad mood right now.
Yeah.
I'm in a great mood.
By the way, the pilot's in the crowd, like out of nowhere.
Well, here, let me explain what's been going on around here for the past hour and a half.
Yes.
Okay? I just loved your expression when you said, what? Like, what?
But it's not even about the grappler. I guess.
Okay, let's not sewer him. But
no, it's not about the grappler. It is, but it's also like, why did we just go through everything we've been going through for the past hour and a half? All right, so I interviewed Josh Donaldson about an hour and a half ago. So we've got something we've got banked, and we're going to play it.
A Friday pre-tape for O.
Right, so I did it in.
Which I love and respect.
Absolutely. So we're in the main studio. Matt Cause went to the backup studio to do his show, and he had Jeremy Taggart in with him. It was awesome.
Right.
And we came in here, and we got the lights going, but it happened so quickly that I didn't know if we would have the TV cameras ready.
Right.
Like the queen of Overdrive, Megan, she had other things on the go.
Exactly.
Right? So I did the interview, and then I asked Grapple.
In here?
Like, yeah, in here, and I'm like, so did we get it up on TV? And he's like, I don't think we did.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I don't even know if we can play it. If we don't have it for TV, I don't know if we can play it. So anyway, we're going back and forth.
Then you just asked him, are we even on TV? And he goes, no.
Yeah.
And you're like, why did I even ask you about that?
Why did it matter if we had it, the cameras ready?
Could have done a phone interview. Like, you flat out could have done it on your phone on the drive in.
Right.
Just taped it.
That's my point. Like, I'm happy I was here. I'm happy we do have video of it. We will be live streaming like we do all the time on TSN.ca.
Correct.
And we can post it on Instagram and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to play it later this hour. And right before we went on, Grappler goes, not on TV in the 4 p.m. hour. I'm like, well, what did it matter if we had the TV cameras going then?
It doesn't.
So anyway, it's just, it's all good. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
3 seconds before went on air.
I'm a little bit embarrassed and I'm a little bit disappointed, but it's also in typical fashion with this show and the specific date that we're dealing with. Today is Mail-In and Friday.
Yes.
The Grappler has put in extensive work, overtime, on the worst of.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter today.
Please tell me it's an hour long.
We're not How playing long? It today.
Oh, we're not?
We're not playing it today.
Why? What happened?
I sent the tweet out. I told the world it's happening, and now we're not playing it.
You honestly...
We're not playing it today.
Why?
What happened?
Because we got to get some things figured out on the TV side, we're not on TV. So we're going to do it next Friday.
Oh,
all right?
No.
Strap yourself in.
I'm not here next Friday.
You're not even here next Friday?
No. Our heads are falling off!
Right, can we restart the show? Like at 4:05, just replay the intro and we'll restart the whole show.
Yeah. Let's
no,
pretend.
No, we're doing that today.
No, we're not.
At 4:04.
Who signed off on that? Like, who is the chain of command where they said, not today?
It's not about chain of command. It's about making sure that we put forth the best possible product. And
correct.
Listen, we do radio.
It's the worst of. It's got to be today. It's Friday. It's mailing
we're
in.
We're doing it next week.
Actually,
right?
it's even
already
better.
Been sealed.
It's even better that if it's a gong show, because that is the worst of.
That's true, I guess, in a way.
How
maybe
we arrive at it is a gong show.
Right.
There
the
has never been a time where I've actually been devastated. I'm devastated. I was so ready for, like...
Think about what you could have had planned today. A Josh Donaldson pre-tape.
Yeah. And how long would it be, Keith? Like a half an hour?
No, it's like a 9-minute clip. But
oh, you're doing it today.
No,
you're doing it today.
We can't, man. It's
okay, the only thing I would beg for, because I got some notes yesterday from something that went down. Like, maybe you guys can give me some sort of recap of what the hell went on here yesterday. Like,
we did
I don't
leak.
Know.
A travesty.
Well,
an absolute travesty.
Yeah. Like, and Andy Petrillo thinks she's a hero now because
she
watched it and she got the same questions and she all of a sudden answered them.
Steph called me last night and said, did you see the trivia after my game? I said, no, I'll watch it. So I went on Instagram and watched it. I got more answers than you guys, and I didn't play on that team.
It was embarrassing. If you're not aware of this, Carlo Koliakovo was in here. you and Carlo played together for 2 years. Neither of you knew that. That's how it started. Before we even started.
They both didn't know what years.
You didn't know what years. He thought he only played 1 year with you.
Yeah.
And I'm arguing with him. I'm like, no, you played for two. He's like, no, I only played 1 year. I'm like, this is going to be awful. Like, these two have no idea what they're talking about.
My favorite question was, what former Leaf retired in Buffalo? And you both drew a blank.
Carlo did not know it was him we were talking about. At first,
I said, I don't think I've ever played with a guy that played in Buffalo.
With a guy that played in Buffalo.
And the guy was sitting right beside me.
Mike Pekka played in Buffalo for a long time and was your teammate in Toronto. Yeah. I'll bet you if we went over the list, there were other guys.
Yeah.
So anyway, we did the name that leaf between the two of them yesterday.
It was awful.
It was an absolute disaster.
It was a trap. Actually, the comment that was made to me was like, Hayes was disgusted. Like, it wasn't even like, you know, it was funny, but then there was like, I think there was a layer of disgust from people from the outside going like, these two couldn't put it together.
And yeah, there was another question. I think it was about Cabernet. What was that one?
Yeah, the one I didn't get was the Ponikroski. I didn't know that
one.
Got
I'll
his,
admit
like,
that was a bit of a
that
reach.
Was stupid.
But the Cabernet, his father.
Well, no, but his brother played. Everyone knows Frankie. Cabernet played in the league.
Yes, and his older brother and his father played in Europe.
Like,
his dad,
he walked around the locker room in the lounge with a pro barrel. I'm like, I didn't think of that guy as a pro hockey player.
And the other one,
like, he looked like a dad. He wasn't an athlete to me.
It took me 3 seconds to name Max Domi for Ty.
Well, that one was a throwaway. I didn't even do it the first time. I'm like, that's too easy.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't possibly ask, name a guy you played with in Toronto who currently has a kid in the league.
Yeah.
Like, how would you not immediately?
What about Alex Steen? And you had to explain
that
Alex
was still
playing.
You played with a guy with an eagle on his helmet. That wasn't easy?
That was, again, the second wave. After I realized what was happening and the incompetence taking place in the room, I'm like, I got to ask.
Instagram didn't get that question.
Right. I'm about to ask what number the two of you wore when you were here.
It
Who
was
your coach?
I'll admit it. It was awful.
And listen, Andy, Steph swears Andy did not cheat.
Yeah, see, there's
when
some
the two
collusion.
Of them start connecting.
Yeah, there's some collusion. And
there's
a
some Jose
heroes.
Altuve, Alex Cora stuff going on.
Yeah.
Steph
yeah.
is Cora, and Andy Petrillo is
was wearing
the Jose
the
Altuve.
He was wearing the buzzer.
Yeah. Do we have the audio of her being a hero?
I think we have a little bit of it, do we? Okay, so this was, she was posed the exact same questions you and Carlo were the night before on our show, and this is what happened earlier today on Leafs Lunch.
Now they're carving you on Twitter, by the way. She knew the answer.
Yeah, because they're sore losers.
Altuve.
You want to know something? They can carve all they want. She knew the answers. They didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
The facts speak loudly.
But the fact that O-Dog's like, I can't think of anyone who played for Buffalo. Carlo and Pekka. Like, he had two teammates and he didn't even know.
That's just a taste of it.
Craig got in there too.
Did they double down?
Well, Craigie was working for the team at that point. Did you know that? You had no idea.
I will say, I saw Craig walking through the dressing room. I think he was like the assistant general manager.
Yeah, I believe he was, yeah.
Who was the manager?
I'm not doing it. I'm not saying that name. Because I got in trouble for what I... I'm not saying the guy's
JFJ.
Name. JFJ. Yeah, JFJ.
Was the man.
The only person in the game that I hate.
So
I can neither confirm or deny that.
No, I confirm it.
Johan tweeting and saying, I canceled a workout class to listen live to the Worst Of episode.
Yeah, I feel like...
Total Scrabble face. I am snapping.
There are some very upset people.
Yeah, that's my bad. I jumped the gun. I'll say this. The Grappler has done an exceptional job. You're going to get to hear it and see it next week. I've never seen the Grappler put in more work to make us look more foolish or more worse.
But what I want to know is, why aren't we doing it? Because we're not on TV today?
No, it's complicated, but we got to get some things done. We're crossing some T's and dotting some I's, but it's all good, okay?
It's in the process.
The wheels are in motion.
The wheels are in motion.
The wheels are in motion. We got Al's brother in the house today. I'm thinking for our picks this weekend.
Flip a coin?
Here's what we're going to do. Al's brother is going to make both picks. And then you can choose if you want them or you defer to me. All right?
So who gets the first want it, don't want it?
He's telling you both. It's you either take both or none of them. So Al's brother will step in and say, I'm on Kansas City and Green Bay. You can choose to take it or say, you know what, I don't have faith in that. Hayes is stuck with those two. All right, so that's how we're going to play it today.
So it's almost like a phone a friend.
Basically, Al's brother, I need two picks out of you before the end of the show.
But how can you trust that guy? Or I can't.
Well, it's up to you. You can decide to keep him.
You go against it.
You listen to them first. Okay,
I want to chat with you in the first commercial break, and you know what I mean.
So anyway, we got a big weekend coming up, and I'm going to the Packers game on Sunday.
Okay, so is this breaking news?
Breaking news. I jumped on bookseats.com. Easy to navigate, easy to set up, and I locked it in. I'm flying out tomorrow morning. I'm back on the red eye Sunday night.
You're going to be a mess on Monday.
I will be here Monday. I got the go-ahead from the big man. He's like, if you want to come back Monday, I'm like, no, I got to be here on the show on Monday at 4 p.m.
Like, that's one of those things where, you know, I do it once in a while, take the red eye back from like Vegas or L.A. or whatever, because if it's a big game or there's something going on, we need like hour-by-hour breakdown of what this gentleman
How jacked are you?
I honestly cannot wait to go. I am really jacked up.
Now, do you have a special outfit picked out?
I got my Packers hoodie. Here's the thing.
Come on. Don't be that guy. Just go to the game and be a normal guy.
No, man. It's the NFC Championship game. Like, I'm not jersey guy. I'm not wearing a cheese head. I'm not going to go tarps off with, like, yellow on half of my body and green on the other half. But I'm in enemy territory.
That's what I want to ask you. Like, are you not aware of that? Like, do you want a fist fight?
He's going to get in a fist fight.
Why bother? Just wear a normal hoodie. That's it.
There's a part of me that's a little bit concerned about that. Like, I'm happy it's the Niners and not the Raiders. Like, even though they're in the AFC, if I was going into Oakland, there's no way. I would dress in an Oakland Raider uniform.
I've never been...
I'm not showing up in a Packer jersey.
More scared in my life. I just started at TSN, and I went to the finals in Vancouver. Game 7.
Oh, man.
But I got my work done early. That's hockey was early, like 3 o'clock or whatever, right? So I'm home free. I go as a civilian. A buddy of mine who's playing leaves me some tickets. I got a couple drinks in me. But I have no affiliation. I've got friends on both teams. So I wear just a black T-shirt. It's a bar shirt. I'm meeting some buddies out afterwards. They lose, and the riot starts. I'm walking to a steakhouse to meet my buddies, and people thought that I was wearing, like, Bruins colors. I was never more scared in my life because there was
idiots. And that's in Canada.
Yeah.
That's in Canada, not in the United States. Yeah, you're making me rethink this.
Maybe just wear a normal hoodie. Like, don't even bother with it.
You know what you can do is wear a Packers hat, and if somebody knocks it off, you just leave it.
Is that okay? There's your poll question.
I wouldn't even do that. Like, just don't.
Is it gutless if I don't wear a Packers?
It is, but I would recommend.
I don't think it's gutless. I think it's smart. You're in enemy territory. This is for all the marbles. You get a bunch of booze bags that are 3 sheets to the wind. Yeah, and if the Packers go in and rinse them, how are you going to get out of the building?
Here's what's going to end up happening, okay? You guys are making me think this. Like, I got it ready. I know exactly what I'm doing. I got my Packers sweater, and I'm thinking I'm going to wear it. I'm not going to be outrageous. I'm not going to be in your face. But if I pull the shoot on that, like a gutless weasel, which may be the move, I'm going to get there. I'm going to be seated beside some guy who's like 85 years old, decked out in Packers gear. I'm going to tell him I'm a Packer fan, and he's going to look at me with such disgust in his eyes. Like, you're such a gutless weasel.
Yeah, but
like, if you're a Packer fan, I'm 80 and I'm cruising around in Packers gear. But where's your Packers stuff?
But what if you're sitting next to the diehard home team fan?
Well, chances are that's going to happen. So it's going to be 95% Niner fans.
Right, so you're sitting next to a diehard Niners fan who's had season tickets for 35 years, and he's drank a bottle of whiskey before he got there.
Yeah.
And he looks at you and says, how dare you come into my house
and disrespect me? Like, where are you sitting?
I'm down in the lower bowl. Like, I got good seats. I don't know where I am exactly. Like, I do, but I don't. I've never been to the stadium, so it doesn't matter.
I've been. It's a nice stadium.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What's the weather supposed to be like?
It's supposed to be pretty decent.
That's the thing. You could get away with a hoodie, and then you bring something to go
over top.
Well,
I'm going
to
have my jacket on. Yeah, hoodie and jacket.
You could go jacket over top, neutral color, take it off if you feel comfortable.
Well,
start
feeling
good.
I think you go full meal. You got to tee it up in the morning.
That's actually not a bad idea. The thing is, the earlier game is going to be on. Like, it starts at like 12:30 out there, Kansas City, Tennessee. And the stadium's like out in Santa Clara. It's by, like, basically San Jose. It's way outside of San Fran.
You get up early, you go and have breakfast or brunch near the stadium, and that's where you watch the game,
that's where
you get into it.
But that's my bigger concern. I'm not worried about being in the stadium. I'm worried about tailgating, walking around the stadium.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where people start the catcalls.
Are you actually going to do that? Like, I don't understand.
I'm showing up early for sure. I'm not
going to
be there.
What are you going to do? Are you just going to go up to people and be like, hey, can I have a beer and a hamburger? Or?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Social. Be social. Get around. Like, guaranteed there'll be some cheeseheads.
You've got to have your own program. You can't just wheel around and be like, hey, I'm Brian from Canada. Can I have a beer?
That'd be great. All of a sudden, you're Brian from Canada. You're a legend.
Yeah, I would be quite the legend, I'm sure. Someone texted in saying, don't even think about it, Hayes. I've been there. It's bad news if you're in enemy territory.
Yeah. Hey, then and don't do it.
The thing is, that's probably like a preseason game.
Right.
This is the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, don't do it. Like,
someone else texting and saying, don't think about it. Go full neutral. Don't take the risk. Just keep quiet. Don't celebrate when they score. But that's my bigger concern. Is that
like Rodgers throws a bomb. You're going to be like, oh, yeah.
And well, yeah, you'll get up
say,
and yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah. Ditch the gear. Be smart. Another guy texting in. And then here we go. Mr. Tough Guy. If you don't wear it, you're 100% gutless, and I'll never listen to you again.
Muhammad's comment is, pride don't hide. That's not bad.
Right.
I don't think you did.
I wouldn't know. I just personally, I've never been. And that was a real scary walk, because we could see fire starting and idiots throwing bottles and stuff like that. And I did see somebody in a Bruins jersey just walking along get suckered. Now, that was way outside the arena.
Yeah, I'm banking on not getting suckered.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to avoid.
Have you ever heard the horror stories that go on in Philly?
Yeah,
there's a prison cell.
Yeah, at the
underneath
stadium.
The stadium. I think there might be one in Buffalo too.
Well, I'm sure there's a holding cell for all the goons. They just throw them in there, let them.
It's more drunk tank than anything.
Exactly.
Else.
Now you'll be fine. Now you're going with somebody. Can they handle themselves?
Yeah, I got a guy.
Okay.
I got a guy that can handle himself. I'll just give him the old Lloyd.
I was going to say, you might have to acquire some protection.
It wasn't me. I was forced to wear this. I love the Niners. I've admitted to that.
Where's his loyalty? Like, is he just
doesn't
care?
He's a Steelers fan, so he doesn't care.
Oh.
He's
there for a good time.
I would actually like him to wear a Steelers jersey.
I thought about that. I'm like, dude, do you know how ridiculous that would be to show up at an NFC Championship game in a Steeler uniform?
Don't do that either.
That puts a bullseye on you.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm walking into, but like I got a futures bet on Green Bay. It's going to be an emotional storm. Like,
if they win,
I might run onto the field.
Well, if they win, you've hit yourself a nice ticket.
That's right.
You may not come back.
I may never get back.
You might actually make your way to Vegas on the way home.
Mm-hmm. What are you in line for?
Nothing.
You
nothing
said
crazy.
Green Bay go to the Super Bowl.
I have them winning the NFC. I was too gutless to say they'll win the Super Bowl. I don't know why I looked at the sheet, and I'm like, I'll just take the, you know, why stop at one more win? I don't know why I did that. I would have got better odds for the Super Bowl, but
wow.
I was overthinking it. It was early, and
it was 8:00 in the morning. You were in a gambling establishment,
right?
So
that was in Vegas last February or whatever.
Yeah.
So this ticket has just been hanging around for almost a year.
You have it on a bulletin
ball
board
caps,
in your office.
Sweatpants, hoodie.
I know exactly where it is. Yeah, you got me thinking here. So we'll read more messages from people throughout the afternoon. Is it gutless if I pull the shoot on Packers garb, or is it just smart in the safe play? Just be
smart.
A neutral fan. By the end of it, I'm rooting for the Niners. Now, that would be greasy.
Yeah.
If they end up just, because there's videos out there of some guy last week, I think at the Niner game, who had a Vikings shirt on, and then at the end of the game, he took it off and put a
There's
Niners jersey on.
There's all kinds of guys like that, baseball games, all the time.
I have admitted to doing that. Like, as much as I hate the Yankees, I hate the Red Sox, I have been to both Yankee Stadium and Fenway multiple times.
And you buy the hat.
They're not playing the Jays. If they were playing the Jays, I'd be like, I don't think I can do it. But I'm like, I'll buy a hat, and then it's like you're a part of the crowd.
Yeah, it's kind of
cool.
You
did that
it's
in San Fran.
I did it in San Fran. I did it at Wrigley. I've done it PNC in Pittsburgh. I've done it at a bunch of parks that I've been to.
Right.
Feels like you're just a part of the experience.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't think that takes into question your fandom.
Your loyalty, yeah.
This would, though. Like, if I show up in a Niners hat or something like that. That obviously cannot happen.
If it, I was maybe it's not supposed to rain or anything, right?
No, it's supposed to be beautiful.
So you could wear like a green garbage bag.
You are so jacked up to go to this game, but you got to tee it up. Tee it up, play a round of golf, and then go to the game.
No, no, it's not happening. He's getting out of bed and gonna.
Where am I gonna tee it up? Like Pebble? But you think I'm driving down to Pebble? I'm not. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That would be outstanding, though. Can you rent clubs?
You know.
Can you rent clubs at Pebble?
If you want, I can make that call for you.
No, it's too far.
It's way down the coast. Like it's down in Carmel.
Yeah, it's in Carmel.
The best weekend of my life, I played TPC Sawgrass, then went to the Super Bowl, and then woke up and played Sawgrass again.
But did you do it all in one day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Same day. TPC Sawgrass, New England versus Philly in Jacksonville. Same day. Like, you got to make it the ultimate.
That would be spectacular.
Yeah, you got to make it the ultimate guy's experience. You got to tee it up.
See,
what time's game time?
3:40 local. Oh, I could be on the blocks by 8 o'clock, and
that's right.
The old Ben Roethlisberger for lunch, and then head over to the stadium.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not talking.
I wouldn't do it.
Ben Roethlisberger's lunch. He enjoys lunch.
Yes, he does.
At Pebble, I believe.
That's right, and coffee.
This is so great. This is where there's such a disconnect between men and women.
Right.
Caroline and Jessica, back-to-back tweets. You have to wear Packers stuff. People won't do anything to you.
Like, no, no, no. They'll punch you in the head.
Yeah. Guys, hooligans aren't going to do anything to women. But
you hope.
You hope.
It's just like, why do you want to deal with that? You don't want to set yourself up for somebody melting off or problems. Like, don't do it. Right. I would never do that.
I honestly feel that there is a YouTube clip of a brawl outside that stadium. Of like people getting dummied.
Oh, man. California and like San Fran, Giants
fans, I know Oakland,
Dodger
fans. But that's what I was saying. Like, there was a, I think there was like a brawl outside of that stadium once where like people, a guy was just walking around suckering people.
Yeah. I don't want to get that's mushy, but like, I don't need that. I don't want to be worrying about you. I probably won't that much, but just don't do it.
Yeah. All right.
Just wear a gray hoodie and go to the game and be a fan. That's it.
Okay. Josh Donaldson later in the hour. You can stream it online on TSN.ca. Rays coming up. We'll get into the Maple Leaf game last night. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. All right, we have a pair of tickets to give away. Leafs, Ottawa, Saturday, February 1st, every day this week. We have been providing you with the clue to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. Today is the chance to call in and name that Leaf. Your final clue. This former Leaf is of Finnish descent and spent the majority of his career playing in Vancouver with the Canucks. Phone lines are open, 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. Name that Leaf. You're going to see a hockey game. Last night was not as entertaining of a game as I was hoping for, unless you are a goaltending guru or diehard, because David Rittich was spectacular last night.
So was Freddie.
Yeah, I thought they both played well.
Like Freddie Anderson, good. Like that's as good as he can play.
It was a good game.
He was good. I thought the Leafs were better. I thought they had more high-end chances. I thought Riddick,
he made four or five, like, 10-bell chances.
Yeah.
Or 10-bell saves, sorry.
Like, the one on Matthews, the one on Janssen, those were two. Like, Freddie didn't match them because he didn't have to. Calgary didn't have those type of chances. But
worst
I thought Riddick was unbelievable.
Worst game ever for an in-panel analyst. It was, like, 0-0 and then 0-0. You do goalies, that's it.
I was thinking about it. Nylander scored again last night. And our boy
Mike. He was fantastic, too.
Our boy Mike Kelly is, like, leading the charge for his fan base, basically. And Nylander's been great this year. He's been great.
Yeah.
We're doing the revised top 50 halfway through the year. Is Nylander on your top 50?
Is Nikolaj Ehlers?
No.
Same player. Same stats.
All right. Then they're not on the top 50.
Not in my top 50.
He's in my top 50. I got him in the 40s, but he's in mine.
I could possibly have him at 48, 47.
Look at his numbers. Now, you have Ehlers, good player.
And you're doing the 50 best players right now.
That's right.
It's not about projections or anything, just right now.
Yeah, it's not that he is, you know, there's a bunch of guys who aren't, like, I don't have Crosby in my top 50 because he didn't play long
enough. Right, yeah, the injury.
Right. But you look, he's 35th in the league in points. He's got 42 points in 48 games and, you know, 21 goals. And I don't think Ehlers is in the top 50 in points.
No, he's a couple points behind him.
Yeah, so.
Like, when I did that game head-to-head, they literally had the same stats. The same. That was 2 weeks ago, not even.
Right. Well, I'll put it this way.
Well, if you're doing a 50, doesn't Ehlers get in there? Like, he's got to be.
Well, it's tough, man. There's a lot of good players in the league.
Yeah, there is. You like, know, that, like you, if you actually took a step back and looked at some of the seasons some players are, like Brian Rust. Brian Rust in your top 50?
I have Rust in mine. For sure. I got him high in
having
mine.
Is Tristan Jarry in your top 50?
Yes, I do have him in there.
Like, these guys are having seasons. I'm
I
trying
have a hard
not
time
to.
Putting goalies in my list. I don't know why.
I've got Connor Hellebuyck in my top 5.
Really?
He could be up for the Hart.
Oof.
I have him.
Where do you think Winnipeg would be with
without
a defensive
him?
Core without them?
They'd be probably, you know, even further out of the mix. They're not even in the playoffs right now.
Well,
I think
they're a point out. I think they're right there.
Yeah. But no, like, he's been great. He's probably been
the most consistent and best goalie in the league. And
top
played
five.
The most. Played the most, though. That's the thing. You can go to the Robin Lehners and the guys who split duty.
Right.
Hellebuyck has played the minutes. He's delivered the wins. He's delivered everything that you could have asked for.
So who, I mean, there isn't a consensus top five, you know, and it's a subjective list, but I'm trying to think of who you would knock out to put him in.
Well, it depends on where.
It's all your own list, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But
I had him.
I think he was my number one goalie. And listening to you, who I trust, I mean, that was an obvious pick for me.
Is
I have
it
a tough
the first
time
list
with
you've done without Carey Price on it?
I don't know if I had Price coming into the year. I think I did maybe 50th or something.
I think it is. For me, I think it would be.
Yeah, it's the first time I'm going to do a list that's not Carey Price is not on it.
Right.
Because he just, I don't know.
He's been really good his last four games, but ultimately you need more.
You're right. Price is not my 50. Drew Doughty's not my top 50.
Eric Carlson?
Carlson's not in my 50.
Either of those guys are kind of not even close to.
Yeah. You're right. Like, you can actually go. Now, it depends. Like, I had a tough time because I just didn't want to do it like, okay, what have you done for me in the last 2 weeks? I still want to give the benefit of the doubt to special players that may have had a dip, but you realize over the length of the season they're going
to
be there.
Well, to put it into perspective with Nylander, who we always have a different view of him because we've seen the whole journey, the whole story. We know what he's everything that he's about, what he's
the
about,
contract,
how he plays.
Everything.
And that can skewer your thoughts and maybe affect the way you feel about him.
Right.
Whenever I do a list like this, I just kind of go through every team in my mind. I'm like, all right, here's a player. And I list like 70, 80 guys, and I'm like, I got to get down to 50. Andrei Svechnikov, I was like, definitely in my top 50.
Right.
He's got the same points as Nylander. Nylander's got more goals. So if he's automatic, why is William Nylander not?
I agree.
Right? Like, Ryan Strome is definitely in mine. Strome's got the same points, and Nylander's got 9 more goals than him.
Well, then do you judge on player or salary, too?
I think just the play.
Right.
I think that's appropriate.
Because I think Nylander is earning a salary. I don't think he's exceeding it. And
I don't know about that.
I think
anymore.
It's a fair assessment to say that's what we paid for.
Right, exactly. You paid $7 million a year for a guy who's going to get 70 points. That's what the going rate is. But he didn't earn it last year, and he's earning it this year, but that's what you expect out of him.
Well, let's say the quizmaster calls you up and says you can pick one guy to be in the 50.
Right.
William Nylander or John Tavares?
Tavares for me.
This year I would go Nylander.
Tavares has been injured. Mitch Marner's not with him.
But that's the thing about the list. It's about currency. It's about what you're doing right now. It's not about.
Yeah, but that's the problem, is now you're looking at recency bias. There was, you know, 3 weeks ago we were like, where the hell is this guy?
Now that's applied to Tavares
JT
at some point.
Well, you're right.
Like, I think you got to consider.
Who's your guy?
I think I would go. It's real close. I think I might lean Nylander, but the only reason why I would say Tavares is. The amount of minutes he's playing, the matchups he's getting.
Right.
Like, he's going up against the best line every single night and playing, like, he played 26 minutes last night.
No.
Like, that is, that's valuable.
Right.
Yeah, it is too much, but you got to give him credit for that.
And this isn't to kick Nylander in the junk. I watch him, I'm like, that's exactly what I expect out of that player. You know, he's got skill. He's scoring goals. He's getting in the middle of the ice. He's being effective. That's what you expect. Like when he held out, when he wanted money, that's what you pay for. Yeah. So, you know, you don't get a gold medal for earning your contract, for what playing up to your potential. That's what people expect how to play. We talk about it all the time. Carey Price makes $10 million, not living up to it. So, you know, people are on him about that. Top players that are earning contracts, like, you know, I know we look at numbers, but that's what we do. Pastrnak, you know, he could be the best value in the National Hockey League. Mm-hmm. But it was his choice to sign that deal a long time. I think Nylander could probably kiss in there. I just started my list last night, and you're right. When you start to do, like, I always have a tough time from about 30 to 50, 30 to 60, 70, because right. they're so interchangeable. Mm-hmm. You know, like Rantanen, is he on there for you?
No, he's not.
These lists are my worst event. Like, not. I have a really difficult time.
Mikko Rantanen could be a top 10 player in the world.
Yeah, he is. Well, but Sidney Crosby's not on mine, like I said. Right. Of course, Sid's, like, obviously he's in the 50, but we're talking about the first 45 games of this season.
Right.
Fact is, Rantanen, the injury was big, and he hasn't been that good since he came back. He's right. not playing that well. Like, you look at his numbers, they're really not very
he's
impressive.
Not lighting it up like he was last year.
No, he's not. So Rantanen is not in the top 50, but I think going into the season, I would have had him in the teens, probably. Like,
yeah,
I love Mikko.
I would have had him probably, yeah, just after
maybe 20
10,
or something. Like, he's a great, great player.
Where do you, just off the top of your head, where do you think a guy like Geno Malkin is?
I had him close to 10. Like, I had him somewhere between 10 and 20.
Oh, I had him top 10 for me.
Yeah.
Very high. This guy's legitimately, if Crosby's not in and Pittsburgh's still in a playoff spot comfortably, who's been doing it?
Crosby's on my list. Like, he's got to
be. Yeah, he's on. Like, I think
he missed 28 games.
I know, but it's almost like he has so much clout that he has to be on that list.
Well,
for me, anyway.
The clout list.
Yeah.
But I hear you. I guess, you know, it's all. It's arbitrary.
Yeah.
You determine your own rules and you determine what you're looking for. Because, you know, some people have five or six goalies. Some guys will have one or two. Yeah, some of them will have...
I'll only have a couple, to be honest.
I think I had three or four. I think I had four goalies. But anyway, Josh Donaldson, caught up with him a little bit earlier. He's down at a golf tournament in Orlando. Asked him if John Gibbons put his name down as a reference and Houston called Josh Donaldson, what would his answer be? Promoting John Gibbons as a future manager down in Houston. We'll let you hear that. We'll get into it next. All right, Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, in the next hour. Michael Lombardi later in the afternoon on the Packers-Niners game and Titans-Chiefs game. We'll look ahead to the weekend. Al's brother will be on the clock at some point. He'll make his two picks for both games, and then we'll have the opportunity to either accept those picks or defer, and then I have to accept those two picks.
I have to get a read on him, though. Like, is it a sewer job, or is he... Does he want to help me, or what does he want? Do I have to involve him in the money side of things?
You can have that conversation. We're out in international waters here, man. You can do whatever you want. No one's going to police anything.
All right.
And I want to point out that Andy Petrillo has had enough of you complaining. She's had enough of you whining. And Koliakovo. Apparently, Carlo can't stop texting her saying, I knew some of the questions, and you were cheating.
Oh, no. Andy, she totally watched the show, and then... started to act like a hero and answered everyone. Great job.
Andy is a woman of integrity and honesty, and I side with Andy Petrillo. She had no idea what the questions were going to be, and apparently she went perfect. Like 5 for 5 or whatever.
What's her message, by the way? What's she saying? Oh, she
texted you.
Yeah, she sent me a note. It was my first year covering the Leafs. You never forget that first year, and tell O to stop being such a sore loser.
Well, it wasn't even that they were sore losers. It's just
It was just incompetence.
It was baby monkey for both of them, just sitting there staring at the camera. Yeah. And then second-guessing each other. That's the best part. Yeah. Like, Carlo's looking at you and going, I have no idea who ended their career in Buffalo. Like,
and
that's the one.
That's the one that
and the Thomas,
me.
Well, the Thomas, what was it, Thomas Steen? I think the dad, he was saying Thomas Steen, Alex Steen.
No, he got confused, which I guess I can grant him that confusion.
I knew about it. I listened to it. It was the
Ty Domi question is right. What you're talking about. But he started thinking, okay, who did I play with? He heard it, I guess, like, who did I play with that had a dad that played in the NHL? Which, that would apply. Alex Steen and Thomas Steen.
That's not paying attention in a competition setting.
Right. Like, he buzzed in. He's Brad Rutter from Jeopardy GOAT. He buzzed in. He got a double Jeopardy, and he... Yeah. Did you see Brad Rutter?
No, like, I didn't.
I think we're far enough into this. Ken Jennings is the GOAT, the Jeopardy GOAT.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for Brad Rutter by the end of it, because he was brutal.
Got rinsed.
Brutal.
Yes.
He was basically a mannequin that was there, and he'd buzz in every once in a while, say a joke, get the answer
wrong. It was supposed
to
be the GOAT of all the shows, and he didn't represent that.
It was a two-man race the whole time. He never even came close. The amount of times they got to Final Jeopardy and he couldn't even play because he was in the red.
He was me and Carlo.
He was basically you and Carlo.
Yeah,
here's the thing,
mixture.
Though. You and Carlo got nothing. He got $250,000
for just showing up.
For just showing up. So if you're James Holzhauer, who came in second and was real close, who also got $250,000,
what did the other guy get?
He got a million. Yeah. Jennings got $1 million. And the title. Jeopardy GOAT.
$1 million?
$1 million.
You could probably parlay that into like appearances and stuff too. Would you go? I mean, Jonas would pay big money to go and meet Ken Jennings.
Jonas would.
That group would.
Jonas would pay. He'd put a paycheck down.
Yeah.
He and Masters would both put a paycheck down to go have a meet and greet with Ken Jennings.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either, but...
He had a coffee shop or something. A library.
That's where it would have to be.
Something like that.
All right, so you ready for this conversation? We caught up with the Bringer of Rain earlier today. He's got a new four-year deal in Minnesota. 4 years, almost $100 million. Like that? He was waiting for that cash and that term for a long time. He finally got it. He was at a golf tournament down in Orlando, and I began by asking him, what's the protocol on the road during the season? Golf season in the spring and summer. Are guys allowed to bring their clubs on a road trip? Here's what Josh Donaldson had to say.
Yeah, I think some guys do. As a position player, it makes it a little bit more difficult because we're ultimately playing every day. Pitchers can kind of get away with it a little bit more. But normally for me, that's not something I do.
Is that a troll job if a pitcher rolls in and says he got on Augusta or something like that? Does that rattle your cage? Do you want to hear that during the season?
Oh, I wouldn't say it rattles me, but I think it's actually pretty cool. I don't necessarily envy playing one out of 5 days, but sometimes there are its perks to it as well.
So you sign on with the Twins, you get that long-term deal. That's been a topic of discussion up here for a long time, dating back to when you were a Blue Jay, and then you move on to Cleveland, you go to Atlanta, you sign a one-year deal last year. You get the extension. It's big money. Does that feel like it validates your journey and proves that that's what you've been worth this whole time?
Well, I mean, I think my numbers kind of speak to the value that I bring, and ultimately the amount of years that I've been to the postseason proves my value as well. The contract's nice, and it allows me and my family to be financially independent, and at the end of the day, you know, this is going to be my 13th year professional baseball. And for it to kind of come to this and where we're at now, I feel very grateful and fortunate for it.
With Josh Donaldson here on Overdrive, you had 37 home runs a year ago, and you're heading to a team that just set a new major league record. They hit 307 on the season. are you guys expecting to break that record again? Is that your goal this season or what?
Honestly, I don't really think of numbers like that. I try not to even set numbers because to me, they're limitations. At the end of the day, I think you try to do whatever is possible to help your team win that day, and that's always been my goal.
Last season, you were in Atlanta. You had a great year, a great, bounce-back season because you were healthy and you performed greatly. You got back to the playoffs. And you deserved that contract, but not surprisingly up here, Alex Anthopoulos gave it to you. You guys were connected to the hip up here in Toronto as two of the faces of those runs in 15 and 16. What was that like, rekindling your relationship and re-signing and playing with or for Alex down in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. I mean, I was very fortunate to be put in that situation for where Alex felt that there was a need for me to be a part of the Braves organization last year. Obviously, Alex is very involved with the team. Him and I developed a relationship throughout my tenure in Toronto, And, you know, I think ultimately he valued what I bring to the team, not just on the field, but off the field as well. And that's why it was nice to kind of bring that chemistry back together in Atlanta. And I really enjoyed being able to be a part of that organization and with Alex again.
With Josh Donaldson, there's a report out there that John Gibbons is in line for an interview down in Houston in the coming days. If he were to place your name on the sheet of paper as a reference and Houston called you up and said, Josh, tell us why we should hire John Gibbons, what would your answer be?
I think Gibbons, he's a player's manager, and he really just tries to listen what the players are saying, and you know, really knows how to mesh with a lot of different guys on from a lot of different backgrounds as well.
Obviously, the story in baseball these days is what happened in Houston, what happened in Boston. Now that we know that they were cheating, that they got clipped for it, does that affect the way you feel about those two teams?
I mean, I don't know if I can say it affects. I don't really know. I haven't really investigated it, I guess you could say, myself. So I don't really know a lot of the circumstances as maybe some other people do. At the end of the day, I felt like Major League Baseball has already implemented rules for where you can't do that type of thing from just the roundabout stuff that I've heard. So it's not really something to me that's an issue. As of today, maybe it was an issue in the past. I don't know all the details.
I feel like that's going to be a topic of discussion going into the season. But when you're in the off season, how much are you looking forward to just getting to spring training, maybe getting the big topic, the big discussions out of the way, and just start playing again? You know, get closer to the opening day of the season and just start playing so you can put behind you, or the league can put behind you, the distractions that sometimes pop up during an off season.
I mean, it hasn't been a distraction for me because I haven't really paid attention to it, to be honest with you. So that's not really an issue for me. I'm sure there's going to be some organizations that have to pay attention to that and try to corral what's going out there and get a hold of it. As I said, as far as I know from last year, there was already rules that were implemented to where you couldn't do those sort of things. So, but as I said earlier, I don't know the full extent of all this.
We'll get you out of here on a Toronto question. Now that you're back in the American League, you're going to be rolling through Toronto a lot over the next 4 years. How often do you look back on your time here? And obviously it was a great run. You won an MVP. And how much do you look forward to being able to play down at the Rogers Center more in the next 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I really did enjoy my time there in the organization. And ultimately, you know, I fell in love with that city. I mean, Toronto is, to me, it's one of the best cities in North America. Fans were amazing. It's just one of those deals where I enjoy going back there. You know, last year was special for me to be able to go back there. And, you know, I look forward to going and playing every city, but that definitely holds a little bit more excitement for me.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in spring training once the season gets rolling. Congrats on the new gig and the new contract down in Minnesota, and we'll see you up here in Toronto in the summer.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Josh Donaldson of the Minnesota Twins. And the Twins had 307 home runs last year, an MLB record, and they add a guy in Josh Donaldson who had 37 a year ago. And if he can stay healthy, you know he's hitting 30.
Yeah.
Right? But they need
four
pitching.
4 years and that money.
It's a big commitment. I think there's a Minnesota tax. Like, Minnesota's like Toronto. It's not New York. It's not LA.
Right.
It's not Boston or Chicago.
Yep.
You know,
it's cold weather tax for sure.
Yeah, and it's we're not a high profile team, but every once in a while, if we're good and they have been good, the owner will say, "All right, I'll give you the money, but you better spend it now."
Right.
And it's like, okay, Donaldson's here; he'll take it. If he stays healthy, he's still a great player. He had a great year last year.
Yeah.
But that's the big if.
That's a rich contract,
million.
Though. That's rich at his age, technically. Now they must have done some due diligence.
It's almost like
on
he just deserved that. 3 years ago. And
he deserved that from the Blue Jays.
Right. In 2015, after he won the MVP, instead of taking him to arbitration, they should have
$100 million.
Here's a five-year, it would have been more at that point, like a $150 million deal or whatever.
Right.
And then he'd be back up again
after
this upcoming season. But didn't happen. And teams are allowed to use the CBA. And
yeah,
like Marcus Stroman still going through arbitration every year. He signs a one-year deal and has to go back out there and prove it.
Well, they see something in him. I think they want to make him earn it.
Stroman?
Yeah.
Well, you see, he had a great tweet yesterday, I think. He's like, I'm done talking and chiming in because...
No, he's not, though.
He's probably never done. Not. He's probably not, but in terms of the scandals and stuff, like someone posted a tweet, like, could Carlos Beltran be out? And he wrote, like, no, not going to happen. We're good here. And then, of course, he gets...
Yeah.
Fired, and then Stroman's like, okay, that's enough. I'm not going to chime in anymore. Ray Ferraro in the next hour. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.